From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, police tangled with student demonstrators in Texas and California while new encampments sprouted at Harvard and other colleges as school leaders sought ways to defuse a growing wave of pro-Palestinian protests focused on the Israel-Hamas war. The White House is condemning anti-Semitism occurring at these protests.
We saw a number of comments that crossed the line, comments that were grotesque, that were violent.
And some of these protests have resulted in arrests. Meantime, a pro-Palestinian walkout planned to take place during school hours at a South Jersey high school has been canceled after pushback from Camden County officials. Instead, a peace rally has been scheduled for May 20th. The walkout had been set to take place Friday at Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees. Camden County commissioners had called it an intentional effort to create a hostile environment for Jewish students during Passover. The district said student leadership and school administrators agreed Wednesday to cancel the protest and instead hold a rally for innocent people on both sides of the conflict. A new report can tell if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Finance site Smart Asset analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to determine the middle class salary range in all 50 states. The national middle class salary range is around $49,000 to $148,000. New Jersey has the most drastic difference between lower and upper class incomes. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 43 points. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working, you'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Some pleasant weather heading into the weekend, but will it stick around? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.